This is Bill Ofer with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, May 10th. Hams sold 7,000 hogs Tuesday, selling a range of 184 to 196 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,600 head, selling a range of 186 to 197 per CKG. Hams number one sales this week are down, selling in the range of 13 to 20 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up and forward contract prices open higher this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar is down 20 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3390. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74.81 cents U.S. U.S. cash prices were higher in all reporting regions, with the national reporting an increase of 79 cents a hundredweight over Monday's trade. In spite of the already low prices and abundant live hog supplies, seasonal declines in numbers should still contribute to gains of about 10% of their value over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Packers are being cautious with their relatively tight margins and attempting to match their cash business to the gains that they are seeing in the wholesale pork trade. But producers are taking the biggest hit in the supply chain, with a recent Iowa State University study showing losses of nearly $35 per head. As previously commented, current pork demand is calculated to be down about 13% compared to last year. This is a large divergence from the normal variation that we see in pork demand, and is most likely related to the income pressure that households are currently experiencing. But as the saying goes, the cure to low prices are low prices, and the export markets are responding to the change in pork value in a significant way. Based on the outstanding orders that are reported on the USDA's weekly pork exports, pork sales are up about 36% compared to year-ago levels. So export customers are responding positively to the lower prices and are clearing product from inventory that will aid in a price recovery when supplies tighten over the next 3 months. However, weaker demand is a problem not easily solved and is likely one of the largest risks to prices for late 2023.